that you take right here in this city. We got Assembly of God and Church of God preachers. They just as dumb and blind and ignorant as these dogs that these prophets talk about. They don't tell nobody the truth, just enough to bait them up, make a fool out of them. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. And here's what he says in verse 2. You're near in their mouth, but you're far from their reins. You won't let me get a hold of the reins of your heart and direct you. You got a mouthful, blah, 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 blah. That you won't let me get a hold of the reins of your heart and direct your life. That's heathenism, religious. Irreligious, but you act religious. All right, the last verse of Jeremiah 12, verse 17, said, if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. The nation that won't listen to me anymore. Go a little further in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Boy, there's a lot of more goodies in here. The 18th chapter, verse 7, at what instant I speak concerning a nation and a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down and destroy it. If that nation against whom I pronounce turn from their evil, I'll repent of the evil I thought to do. But if it, what instant I speak concerning a nation and kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it'll obey not my voice, I will repent of that good wherewith I said I would benefit them. The Lord is just about to the end of the line on his benefits of this affluence that we've been, takes more napkins than about anything else, drooling over the goodies we have. We're not going to need no napkins pretty soon. That's going to be the worst business in America, is napkins, because you're not going to have much to drool over. Don't be much to wipe. Lord, have mercy. All right, same chapter, Jeremiah 18 and verse 25, or verse 15, rather, my people have forgotten me. They burn incense to vanity. They've caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths. See, God set these paths of holiness many centuries ago. But he says, preachers cause my people to stumble in their ways from ancient paths. And what did he get them on? To walk in paths in a way that God didn't cast up. See, that's what they're doing to God's people, and it's a terrible thing. All right, Jeremiah 23. Hasting on here now. We're going to get out of time for lunch. Plenty of time. Jeremiah 23 and 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. He didn't say scatter the goats. Now he said scatter the sheep. Because some old church has got a big old crowd don't mean it's full of sheep. It's full of goats. Pastor preaches the truth, old truth, nothing but the truth. He ain't going to be overrunning folks. They're not going to look him up. He's going to have to go out and find them. Verse 13, I've seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They caused my people to err. I've seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen the hands of the evildoers. They preach in a way that a fellow that don't repent, he feels comfortable when he goes to church, and it leads him to hell with his eyes wide open. He's irreligious, but he's still a religionist. That's what the churches are full of today in the pulpits. God have mercy. He said the way they preach says none turns from his wickedness. See, God wants a preacher to turn people from his wickedness and sins, not to get him saved and enslaved in his sins, to get him unenslaved from his sins. And that's God's word. Verse 28, he said, the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and our pulpits are full of dreamers. He said, but he that's got my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is all that chaff them guys are preaching to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I'm against them prophets that steal my word from his neighbor. I'm against them prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. I'm against them prophets that dream false dreams and tell them and cause my people to err. God have mercy, what a mess we're in. The paganization of America is almost complete through the preachers and counterfeit church members all over our nation that's espousing the doctrine of Balaam. They've changed the Bibles and put these phony Bibles in their hands. And there, instead of getting the Holy Spirit, they're filled with seducing spirits that will make them religious, but they'll be irreligious in their last time. Jeremiah 24. The Lord showed Jeremiah a vision. He saw two baskets of figs. One was good figs, verse 2, very good. The second basket had naughty figs. They were so bad, they couldn't be eaten. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, I said, what do you see? I see good figs, very good, and evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten. They're so evil. The Lord said, you've seen right. Thus saith the Lord. The pagan... like the good figs that you saw, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the hand of the Chaldeans for their good. Why do you think God's calling people out of these dead, heathen-filled churches today for? For their good! God is calling people out of these idolatrous churches where there's a mimicker in the pulpit who'll not tell them the whole truth. He's doing it for their good. Because God's going to send judgment on these phony preachers in dead churches. God's going to judge them severely. God's calling them out, calling you out for your own good. That's wonderful. Jeremiah, going a little further. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 8 and 9. He says, these prophets prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I've not sent them, saith the Lord. For this saith the Lord, after 70 years, I'll visit you in Babylon and perform my good word to you, and I'll bring you back to this place. See, but you got the teeth, brought them over there for their good. Now, verse 27, he's talking about these false prophets, and he said, here's what they're saying to you. Why hast thou not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, which maketh himself a prophet? He was the only true one among all of these false and phony preachers that perverted God's word and preach visions and divination out of their heart, and God didn't say it, and God didn't send them. But the pagans had entered in, and Jeremiah was one man that stood toe-to-toe, eyebrow to eyebrow, forehead to forehead, against these idolatrous prophets that were seducing God's people. In verse 13 of chapter 30, Jeremiah 30, he said, you have no healing medicines. You have no healing medicines. And in conclusion, in this great book, in the 37th chapter, they were criticizing, they were mimicking, they were contemptible and filled with chagrin to this man of God that was predicting the judgment of their apostasy, and their paganism was coming upon them with deadly accuracy, with a deadly destruction that they could not escape. And they would say, we know how to beat it. Listen to this, in Jeremiah 37, beginning in verse 8, the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves, saying the Chaldeans shall not surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. That was the Babylonians or Chaldeans under Nebuchadnezzar. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet they should rise up, every man in his tent, and burn the city. That's how deadly your wound is, and you have no healing medicine. Your wound is incurable, saith the Lord. America's paganism is deadly. It's a reproach to God's people. And the people say, where is your God? You claim God can do anything, God can do anything. Where is all these things that you claim that God can do? Let me tell you the next thing now that's bringing about our paganization to make it complete is television. The devil slipped a major deception over on God's people when he invented that monstrosity. It sits almost in the front room or some room in every Christian home. And there's very few Christians that can control in any wise the format of the programs that they schedule themselves or their family to watch. It's usually the button is free and everybody is free to turn the button at their pleasure. There's no screening of the programs that are watched, and that filth is poured into the minds. Amen. It's not only altogether filth, it is deception. When you watch these American preachers preach on television, you are watching false prophets, if you please. Now go home and smoke that in somebody's pipe. Oh, Dr. McGee preaches on radio. He's a, I don't know, something between a Presbyterian and a Baptist. Not sure, but he preaches a Baptist doctrine. Let me tell you, that old man is righteous enough and sensitive enough to God that he says, I'm not going on television, I've got money to do it. He gets plenty of money. But he says, I don't want to be grouped with a false prophet, may I say. Praise the Lord!
Yes, amen.
That's the reason Lester Roloff didn't want television. He said, I'd be on there and I'd be categorized with a false prophet. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They're right, exactly right.